Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. Today is Thursday the 21st of March and I have a pronunciation practice, number 8. My name is Anna, I'm English. I bring you A Cup of English 4 times a week. On Mondays and Wednesdays, we have a basic pronunciation practice. I'm afraid I was late recording this yesterday, so today, Thursday, you will get this basic pronunciation practice and my regular intermediate podcast. And remember, those intermediate podcasts come out on Tuesdays and Thursdays. My app is available in iTunes for an instant download. It's A Cup of English. And you can get my text and grammar notes at acupofenglish.libsyn.com. Okay, so it's basic pronunciation practice 8. We're following our student who is studying science in university. She's having various dialogues, and this dialogue will be about her looking for a part-time job. So, tell me about your job hunting. So, tell me about your job hunting. So, tell me about your job hunting. Well, I needed something part-time. Well, I need something part-time. So, I tried several places. So, I tried several places. Well, I needed something part-time. So, I tried several places. And what did you end up with? And what did you end up with? And what did you end up with? Believe it or not, believe it or not, I'm going to work on Saturdays in a travel agency. I'm going to work on in a travel agency. Believe it or not, I'm going to work on Saturdays in a travel agency. Wow, that's interesting. Wow, that's interesting. You'll probably learn a lot. You'll probably learn a lot. You'll probably learn a lot. Yes, I've done waitressing before. I've done waitressing before. So I think this should make a nice change. So I think this should make a nice change. Yes, I've done waitressing before. So I think this should make a nice change. Plus, it leaves my weekdays free for studying. Plus, it leaves my weekdays free for studying. Plus, it leaves my weekdays free for studying. Congratulations. Congratulations. Okay, that was the first reading. I hope that I'm giving you enough time to say the English out loud. That is one of my aims of doing the basic pronunciation practice, and that is to allow you to hear yourself say the sentences. Okay, just a few notes. It says, so, tell me about your job hunting. That is the phrase, to look for a job. We don't say job looking. We can say job search, but the most common expression is job hunting, which sounds a little odd as we usually hunt for animals, but that is the phrase, job hunting. The second line, part-time, a part-time job. She doesn't want a full-time job because she's a student. She needs time to study, so she needs a part-time job. And remember what I've been saying about two words, one that ends in a consonant, the next one that starts in the same consonant. Together they sound like one word. Well, that is very much the case with part-time. If you hear how I say it, part-time, part-time. It's as if the first T is missing. The beginning of the fourth line, believe it or not, is a very common phrase. It's really good to add these colloquial sounding phrases to your English. Just throw them in every now and then to give a very native feel to your English. Believe it or not. And we use believe it or not when you're informing or giving some new information. Believe it or not. The next line says, wow, that's interesting. Now, note that with the word interesting, most native speakers will not pronounce the first E. We very rarely say interesting. It's more like interesting. It's as if the first E didn't exist. Interesting. Wow, that's interesting. And the final word, congratulations. That can be a little bit difficult, especially for people from Asia. It's difficult to pronounce. It's a long word with many vowels. It has the R, the T, and the L, which can cause some difficulty. So, of course, we have to practice. Let's have a quick practice of that word. Congratulations. Really try to pronounce the L clearly. Congratulations. 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 Very good. Okay, here is a second ring. And what I will do is I will read it slowly the first time, and then I will read it at a normal native speed to finish. So, tell me about your job hunting. Well, I needed something part-time. So, I tried several places. And what did you end up with? Believe it or not, I'm going to work on Saturdays in a travel agency. Wow, that's interesting. You'll probably learn a lot. Yes, I've done waitressing before, so I think this should make a nice change. Plus, it leaves my days free for studying. Congratulations! And here we have the dialogue at a normal speed. So, tell me about your job hunting. Well, I needed something part-time, so I tried several places. And what did you end up with? Believe it or not, I'm going to work on Saturdays in a travel agency. Wow, that's interesting. You'll probably learn a lot. Yes, I've done waitressing before, so I think this should make a nice change. Plus, it leaves my weeks free for studying. Congratulations. All right, that's the end of today's podcast. I hope this was helpful. It's a good idea to go back and listen to it several times and try to repeat the English as much as possible. That will really boost your confidence when you hear yourself speaking the English. Well, my next podcast should be out soon. Remember, if you have any questions or comments or suggestions, please feel free to email me at acupofenglish@hotmail.com. As I mentioned yesterday, I will be starting Skyping lessons. If you're interested in Skyping English, I'll be doing lessons for an hour or half an hour on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. I will put my schedule on my Facebook page, which you're all free to join. It's called Anna from A Cup of English. Just send me a friend request and I will confirm it. You can also find my schedule just by sending me an email and I'll email you back. Well, until next time, take care. Bye-bye.